This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, it's 2 minutes past six, which means it's showtime. So I will say hello, hello, hello on behalf of myself. Welcome to the show. And then introduce my lovely assistant.
Hello. I am Abby. I am the Canadian PR team woman.
Yes.
Who is officially back in England.
Which is good.
Yeah, helpful, really, if you want to be on a radio show.
Pretend you're still in Canada.
This is live from Montreal and it's like 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm just sat in my room talking to Ella.
Listening to Showtime.
As usual.
That's what everyone does in Canada. So opening for us there tonight with Jellicle songs from Jellicle Cats. The opening song from Cats the Musical, which I was very excited about in the studio.
It was amazing to watch. I've never seen a show like it, really.
So, now part of the reason I decided to play it was because, you know, I genuinely love it so much. But the most important thing of all, drum roll please.
That's why you're here.
Yeah. Is Cats is going on tour. I'm so, so excited. It's already had 2 short runs in the West End and it's now embarking on a European tour, including coming to Nottingham from the 26th of July to the 6th of August. That was Everybody Out from Made in Dagenham. If you like that, or even if you didn't, there's a really nice song that I was just telling Abby about that's called The Letter, that I really would have loved to play tonight, and I was listening to it and thought, oh, this is really good, I'll play this on the show. And then there is some swearing.
Just a slight language issue. Slight,
yeah. I mean, we're before the watershed. There was part of me was going, could get away with it, and then it got worse, and I'm like, this is a no-no. But it's called The Letter, so do listen to it if you get the chance on YouTube. For our next song, I'm going to hand it over to the capable hands of Abby to introduce it, because I literally know nothing about it. So, Abby, over to you.
Well, this is from one of my... Well, I think it's possibly my favourite film, or at least my favourite film from childhood, called The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. This is a song called Not One of Us by the cast of Lion King 2.
Very well explained.
Thank you.
Explained?
Wow.
Wow, I just ruined the entire thing.
Start again.
Here's Not One of Us. I feel like I'm going to sort of the opposite extreme with the next song. You know, sort of cute Disney film. To Rocky Horror.
Yay!
Everyone's favourite. But who needs tangible links?
not us.
Not me. I'm too cool for segues. I want it on a t-shirt.
That should be the official slogan of Showtime.
Too cool for segues. Anyway, I think I've mentioned that Rocky Horror is another show that's touring this year. Again, with another X Factor star in it. Because obviously there's a theme going on. Diana Vickers is playing Janet.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, very excitingly though, Paul from S Club 7 is playing Eddie. Anyway, I've wanted to play this song for a while. Basically, we watched Rocky Horror at home. And then my brother confessed that he'd gone into school the next day and kept almost singing Sweet Transvestite, which is just a beautiful image that I've got in my head. Him walking through like this engineering college singing that he's a sweet transvestite.
Nice.
Beautiful. So just for Jake, here is Oliver Thornton with Sweet Transvestite. My next two songs, actually, come from a show called Hamilton, which has only just opened on Broadway and has been receiving rave reviews and is already one of the favourites for this year's Tony Awards. Mm-hmm. I don't really know much about it plot-wise.
It's about
the fact it,
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, that's about the level I'm at. He's chief aide to George Washington.
We can tell you the historical facts, but actually about the musical, I'm not sure.
Basically, that's what Wikipedia's for. So if you're interested in it, Google it yourself. What we do know, though, is that quite a few people have actually requested songs from it. My friend Jamie from URN's drama show said that Dear Theodosia was just one of the most beautiful songs about the birth of a child. And he's absolutely right. It's lovely. I was listening to it. But then my housemate kept playing a song called You'll Be Back, which is basically King George III's breakup song with America.
Wow.
And it's apparently meant to be like a really classic British pop song, and I've had it in my head for about a week now. It's really
is
annoying.
It like a Eurovision style British song, or is it like proper
Daydream Believer is is the closest I think I've got to it. If you can tell me what it actually sounds like, then I'd really appreciate it. So basically what I've decided to do, I'm just going to play both of these songs one after the other. So first up is Dear Theodosia, and then we'll go straight into You'll Be Back. That was What I Did for Love from Chorus Line. Just to put a stopper in the idea that all musical songs are happy.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Sorry about that.
The next song is happy, though. It's from the recent production of The Bodyguard, starring Alexandra Burke as the female lead. Another X Factor contestant.
This is the X Factor edition of Showtime.
So, but yeah, this is from The Bodyguard, which obviously features loads of Whitney Houston's most famous songs. This has always been one of my favourite Whitney Houston songs. So I'm like, this is my chance to play it. Here is How Will I Know. That was How Will I Know from The Bodyguard. Abby is now going to write a response to that question.
I am. I know. I'll tell her. It'll be fine.
We'll offer
just ask him. Just ask him, please. Because then that's how you know, clearly.
Anyway, next song comes from Andrew Lloyd Webber's classic rock musical, Jesus Christ Superstar. And this is made only better by the fact that I'm playing you the Tim Minchin version, which is wonderful. I couldn't decide which song to play and spent absolutely ages deliberating over it, but I finally settled on this one after phoning my brother for advice. And mainly because he suggested it, but also because the opening sounds like Batman, which you will see what I mean.
Okay.
I'm excited when now. I start playing it. So without further ado, here is Tim Minchin and the cast of Jesus Christ Superstar with Damned for All Time / Blood Money. Anyway, I wanted to play my next song for a while, but I just couldn't fit it into the schedule and wasn't entirely sure whether people wanted to hear it or not because it's in French. Touch and go. But I listened to it again the other day. It's really beautiful and I love it. It's basically the French version of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis. And I know that most people won't understand it, including myself. I've no idea what she's singing about.
I suppose if you know the original or like English version,
you
then
still
you can
get the same feeling. And actually, I'm going to go out on a limb. I prefer this version. It Ooh. Sounds beautiful. I think maybe because I don't know what's being said. It just sounds brilliant. So see what you think. Let me know. So here is Louise Pieter with the French version. Oh, that was good. With the French version of I Dreamed a Dream, which is called J'avais rêvé de notre vie. Now up next is a song I first saw performed at the Tony Awards a few years ago, with none other than our very own Daniel Radcliffe playing the lead. Again, I don't really know much about the show, but that's what Wikipedia's for. It's from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. But I do know this song is incredibly catchy and a great big dance number, not to mention that Daniel Radcliffe is actually surprisingly good. So here is Brotherhood of Man. Anyway, that's about it for tonight, folks. As always, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we have. I'll be back at the same time next week for more of the best and brightest from the world of theatre. And thank you also to Abby for joining
me
tonight.
Thank you for having me on.
For now, though, I will bid you good night and leave you with the finale song from the hit show Rock of Ages. Good night, everybody. I'll see you all next Sunday at 6 p.m. For now, have a wonderful week and don't stop believing.
This is URN. Showtime Breakdown.